Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Heumann, and she is the president of Western Iowa's Feral and Homeless Cat Program. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and I know you're good because you've got some friends there that you're taking care of.
I do. As a matter of fact, I just got a little kitten that somebody found in the highway, and I'm getting it all set up in a pen and with some food and water and hoping we can find a home for it really quick.
Yes, and a lot of people know I'm a cat lover, so I, you know, when you say you just have a kitten, I'm going, oh.
I know.
Yeah.
I tried to pawn it off on you.
It didn't work, did it? No. So, Kathy, let's talk about the kind of the purpose and kind of the beginnings of this Western Iowa Feral and Homeless Cat Program.
Sure. We started 3 years ago. As a matter of fact, this is just about exactly our anniversary of when we first decided to become an organization. And it was mainly for the reason that there were stray cats in Walnut. I do live in Walnut. And feral cats, they had no home, no owners. They were living under houses, under houses that were not occupied, that type of thing. And I called the animal control with Pot County, and they didn't have any alternative for me other than to come and trap them and euthanize them.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't bear that. So I got on the Internet and started looking around to see what other places did, because I figured everybody must have the same problem. And in fact, they do. And
sure.
There's a method called trap, neuter, and return or release, which is getting more and more popular in the United States, which is where you go and you trap them humanely, take them in, get them fixed, vaccinated, put them back where you found them if it's safe, set up a feeding schedule for them, somebody to kind of monitor them and watch and make sure that they're getting food and water. And slowly, 20% a year or more, you decrease the numbers that way. They go away. There's no more reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sick babies. There's no fighting. And a lot of the nuisances that the cats produce when they're not fixed go away.
And whether you like or don't like cats, that having all of those that are just not being taken care of is, as you say, a real problem.
It is.
You mentioned one of them was noise.
Yes, it's noise and the fighting that they produce. The male cats spray for their territorial reasons. They get in the garbage. They do things around your house that you just don't like. And so it's a community effort as much as it is an animal-loving, tree-hugging kind of thing.
Yes.
Just as much to reduce the risk to the community as well. So I do want people to know that we care about the community and the people. All these cats get rabies shots, and I know people worry about that, when in fact that risk is very low. We still take it seriously, and we make sure that every one of the cats that we get have a long-acting rabies shot in them.
And saying it is a community concern, how has the reaction of Walnut, the community, and your bigger community in the surrounding areas reacted?
Really well. I am on the city council in Walnut, have been for almost 3 years now, and when I first brought it to the city council, I was not a council member yet. But they embraced it. They do not financially support it. Our taxpayers were not excited about doing that, which I'm sorry for. But we have had. But they do allow me to do what I need to do here in Walnut. But we have been to over 28 other communities, and we have communities that actually have us written into their budget now.
Oh.
So, and I will be going to the city council in Elkhorn, and just I'm not exactly sure when. Maybe
That's,
next month.
Mm-hmm.
To just kind of help educate them on what we do and why we do it. And Grant, Iowa, has written us into their budget. Shelby has also financed some of the trapping that we've done there. Oakland actually did a really good job and gave us a great amount to work there. We're still working in Oakland on some of the budgeted money that they had done. So we do have more and more municipalities and cities that are embracing what we do and allowing us to come in and give them a hand.
So that tells me my question was going to be, okay, if you're not getting tax money from Walnut, how are you financed? And you've just answered part of that question.
Yep.
But it doesn't totally support the work.
No, it doesn't. And unfortunately, one of the big issues that we have, too, is we're out in rural Iowa, and it's hard to find low-cost spay and neuters out here. In Des Moines and Davenport and some of the other places out towards more of the eastern part of the state, there's bigger humane societies that have low-cost spay and neuters. We don't have that around here, so we have to go all the way to Omaha for that, which is, for me, a 60-mile round trip, or 60-mile each-way trip. And so that's kind of been a hard thing to absorb, because in order to get a good price, you have to go that far. But we have several that's in the area that offer us a discount in Avoca and Atlantic. We also have one. Dr. Sternberg now in Harlan is matching Omaha's prices. So
that's
been huge. And we're hoping that some of the other vets will jump on board, too, and give us the same price that we can get at the low-cost spay and neuter, because money is an issue, and we're constantly fundraising. Mm-hmm.
So fundraising.
Yes.
Let's talk about a fundraiser.
Yeah, let's do.
Coming up.
Yes, it's coming up on September 13th here in Walnut. We're having a little fundraiser that we're calling the Cat's Meow. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the cats. All the money will go to that. We've opened it up to vendors that are direct sales representatives, like Pampered Chef, Origami Owl, those kinds of things, and then also to local crafters. So we'll have crocheted items and wooden items and just different things, you know, that that we can give the local people a chance to show their wares and show off what they have and make a little money, too. We'll be having a mini raffle, so we'll have lots of donated items on there that people will be able to buy tickets, a quarter apiece, I think, to put in a little bag, and at the end of the day, we'll pull out a ticket from each of the items bag and give those away, so there'll be lots of fun things going on. Western Iowa Feral Cats itself will have tables with all kinds of things to purchase. So
all right.
Should be fun.
Probably some of them cat-related.
Yeah, there'll be some cat-related, but not all.
Yes.
Because we want everything to kind of relate, it's, you know, have it something for everybody.
Right, yeah. And so whether you love cats or not, this would be an opportunity.
Yes.
And I almost don't like to say this, but we're not that far away from Christmas, and this might be a good chance to find some unusual kinds of gifts for your friends
so.
And
family.
Yeah,
and one of the tables that we're going to have is going to be, I know that in the fall everybody likes to get together and start crafting for the holidays,
uh-huh.
And we're going to have a big table with lots of patterns and notions and material and fabric and just different things that you can do, scrapbooking items. So, you know, we've all bought things in our past where we think we're going to go, okay, I'm going to make this, and you buy everything to make it, and then you never touch it.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm taking all of those that are donated and putting them on a table. They'll be garage sale priced, so it'll be really reasonable. So if you want to do some crafting, come and look and see if we can give you some of the materials to do that.
So you have a wide variety of vendors of things that people can buy, and so come on by. Now, where is this being held?
It's going to be at the Walnut Community School gym, in the old gym. We are going to have a $1 admission,
okay.
And that admission price, that's anybody over 12, but that admission price will give you 5 tickets for the mini raffle.
Well,
so it's really
great.
Free.
It is really free,
yeah.
Yes. And of course, there'll be a variety of things that will be given away. Is there going to be food?
There's going to be a bake sale for sure.
Okay.
So we have that. We haven't found anybody that wants to do regular
lunch.
Yeah. But there's going to be, we always have food downtown. So
that's true. And just invite people to Walnut and try out one of those places.
Exactly.
And I don't know. We said the time.
At 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, September 13th.
Okay. And so that'll just be this coming weekend that we're going to talk about. And we want people, you know, there's lots of things to see and do in Walnut. If you haven't been to Walnut for a while, well, you could go and get this and then visit some other things that are going on in Walnut.
Yep. We have shops downtown. And actually, that same day, we're having an outdoor little antique event on the street downtown.
Wow.
So they can kill two birds with one
stone. Yeah, sounds like you can have a fun Saturday on September
13th. I think so. I hope so.
Now, if somebody knows of some cats that need care, do you want a phone call or
I want to be sure that your listeners know that we're not a shelter.
Uh-huh.
You can't call us with a cat that you need to find a home for or, you know, come drop it off or something. We are our priority is the trap, neuter, return. So if you have an outdoor cat issue where you've been feeding cats that really aren't yours, but you felt sorry for them, and now you see them multiplying and there's getting to be more and too many and you can't fix them, those are the kind of calls that we're looking for.
Okay.
And that's what we want to try to control that.
Okay. So that's a good thing to know. Do
do
you ever find homes? Are any of these cats the kind that you could find a home for that aren't, you know, that aren't truly, I guess, feral?
Yes.
Okay.
We occasionally, when we trap them, it'll be an abandoned cat or a lost cat.
Uh-huh.
And we do try to find to first see if they have a home that it needs to go back to. And if not, we do try to find a home for it. It has to be quick, though, because, like I said, we don't have a shelter space. And so if the vet doesn't want to keep them in a bin, then we're kind of stuck with what to do with them.
So Kathy Heumann, we're visiting with her about the Western Iowa's Feral and Homeless Cat Program, and the base of that is in Walnut. And she'd like to see you on September 13th between 10 and 5 at the Old Walnut School gym. Thank you.
And we'd like to also invite everybody to join us on our Facebook page. If they do a search on Western Iowa Feral Cat Program, they'll find us.
Okay, great. Well, we want to thank you very much, Kathy, for visiting with us and for the work you do.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. You don't have to win every argument. Stay true to yourself.